Hey, Steve. Sorry I'm late.
So, first day on the job, huh? Man, am I glad you made it down here, Dylan.
So am I, sir. Thanks for accepting me.
You bet. We love interns here at iTech. Do you understand what we're trying to accomplish here this morning?
Well, we're measuring a lift generated by this wing.
Normally, we would use a wind tunnel to do this, but since we don't have one, we're doing it the old-fashioned way. As we drive the car down the runway, this wing is going to try to lift. These tubes here in the mount, they'll guide it.
Well, what's that thing?
That allows me to adjust the pitch of the wing. I can tip it up or down, which obviously affects the lift. So, you ready?
Yep.
I took the hatchback off the car so that I can kneel back here and adjust the pitch. But don't worry, I've got a harness so I can't fall out. All right, Dylan, go ahead and start up. Let's do this.
Hey, Steve.
What's up, Ron?
It's time for staff meeting. You're not taking off, are you?
No. We're just going to make a quick run down the taxiway, and I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, Dylan, let's drive to the end of the taxiway. Now, why don't you start out about 20 miles an hour, okay?
Roger.
Okay, let's go faster. What's our speed now?
35.
It should be lifting by now. Hey, Dylan, tell you what, let's try 40. No, go ahead, let's try 45.
We're at 45.
Well, the wing's not moving yet. Dylan, let's try 50.
We're so glad you've joined us for this special episode of the Brinkman Adventures. As the vehicle approaches 50 miles an hour, the experimental wing remains stuck in its mount on the roof of the car. Let's rejoin the men as they speed down the Marion County runway.
Okay, I'm at 50.
I don't know what's going on here, Dylan. Go ahead and take it on up to 55 if you have room.
Okay. Steve, I don't know. It's starting to...
They were testing that wing over there. It flew off its mount and hit him on the side of his head.
Did someone lay him on the asphalt like this?
Yeah, we did.
You kept his neck stationary?
Yes, we were real careful.
That's good. He's still bleeding. I need more gauze and tape.
Here you go. Steve, can you hear me?
I can't feel my feet and my hands are tingling.
We're gonna take care of you.
Okay, I've got it. I'm done. Let's move him.
Stevie boy, not this time.
Can I come when I'm six?
You can come when you can swim. If I ever have to make a forced landing in a river, I would need to know that you could swim.
Okay. Are you doing the bucket job today?
Yes, we are.
What you giving them this time?
A chicken.
That's funny. Dad?
Yes, son?
I heard the Waudani kill people.
That's true. They don't know Jesus. They haven't learned how to walk his path.
Will they try to hurt you?
I don't know. I hope not.
Will you shoot them if they try?
No, I couldn't do that. They don't know Jesus yet. If they died, they wouldn't go to heaven.
But...
if we die, we'll be with Jesus. Son, in the army, soldiers are taught that they may have to give their life in battle, fighting for their country. Jesus is much, much more important to me than a country. If a soldier is willing to give his life, how could I do any less for our Savior? If he wants me to die while serving him, I'm more than willing. Can you understand that, Stevie boy?
I think so.
Revelation 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
We rest in thee.
Stevie boy.
I don't want to be here, Mommy.
It's okay, dear.
I never got to go with him. I'm never gonna see him again.
I know, honey.
He's gone. It's over. Now what? What do we do, Mommy?
I don't know what's next. But I know God has a plan.
Is the patient secure?
Affirmative. We are ready for takeoff.
Here you go. Steve, can you hear me? We're gonna take care of you.
Hospital, this is 34 X-ray. We have the patient on board. ETA 15 minutes. Do you copy?
Yes, Rachel. I copy. How are you doing?
Dayuma has told me it's safe for a male to come in and stay with the Wildani now. She'd like us to send her son, Sam, back in. She also thinks that they'd accept Stevie.
Stevie boy? Won't the men worry that he'll want to avenge Nate when he grows up?
They know that they killed Stevie boy's father, but the majority of them are convinced that we don't want vengeance. It seems like they've reached a turning point. They are deciding to follow what we've been teaching them about forgiveness and not taking revenge.
Rachel, do you really think it's safe for him? He's only 9.
I do. I also think Stevie would be a good playmate for Sam. Sam knows both Spanish and the Wadani language, so he'd help Stevie communicate. Do you think he'd want to come?
Yes, he'd want to come.
Oh, hi, Stevie boy. Apparently the answer is a yes. Okay, Rachel. I trust your instincts. When does he leave?
Remember, Stevie, even though they share everything, never touch a warrior's blowgun. That's one of the big no-nos here. And the darts have poison on the tip, so don't poke yourself with them. Otherwise, you'll take a long nap and maybe never wake up.
Ugh.
The Wadani call me Star. They want to call you Babe.
Babe?
Are you ready? Here they come, Stevie. Now, they've never seen a white boy before. This'll be interesting.
What is she doing?
Checking to see if your glasses are growing out of your head.
Hey! Why'd you do that?
I told them you were a boy, but I guess they didn't believe me.
Hey! Wow, Sam. How do you guys climb the tree so fast?
Take the vine and loop it several times. Put it around your feet. Like this. Here, you do it.
Okay.
Hug the tree. See, that's it. Okay. Push with the legs like when you stand up. Bueno.
This is cool. It's not that hard. But, Sam, how do I get down?
No, Stevie, not like that. Oh, you let go.
Stevie boy, are you okay?
Yes.
Next time, keep hugging as you go down.
Got it.
Minkai, he's never lived in the jungle, so he doesn't know these
things.
You, having Spear, killed his father. Who do you think should teach him how to live?
Where did the monkeys go?
Look up there, see them?
Watch this.
Wow, you come very close. That's a nice blowgun. Where'd you get it?
Minkai's son let me use it.
You're in trouble. That's a warrior's blowgun.
I tried to say no, but he handed it to me.
You're gonna get nettled for that.
Nettled?
Yeah, the whole tribe's gonna watch while a couple of grandmothers slap you with nettles all over your body.
Stevie boy, how was your day?
Fine. We went monkey hunting.
Did you guys get one?
I almost hit one.
Good job. Did you borrow Sam's blowgun?
No.
Did you make one of your own?
No.
Then where'd you get one?
I used Minkai's.
Oh, no. Where is it now?
In his house. I put it back.
Oh, great. Hello, Minkai.
Aye, boto tuminga yande goro na mainkete romo ma tuminga on minga kimi main.
Thanks for calling tonight. So, is he behaving himself?
For the most part.
Is he being respectful?
He's being very respectful, Marge.
And how's Sam doing?
Great. They're both fitting in well.
How about the men? Do they seem okay with the boys?
Well, something interesting happened, Marge.
What do you mean?
Minkai commented on how helpless Stevie is in the jungle. He can't do this, he can't do that. He asked me, who's going to teach him how to live?
What did you say?
I said, having Spear killed his father, who do you say should teach him how to live? When I asked that, he just walked away. But then, tonight, he came back and said, it's true. Having Spear killed his father, I myself will teach him how to live.
Praise God. That's amazing, Rachel.
Sam? Wait up! Sam! Sam! Where'd you go? You guys! Oh, Lord. I'm lost. Please help me. I don't know where to go. Sam! No. Huh? Minkai? Is that you?
Aunt Rachel?
Yes?
Are you sleeping?
No. Well, I guess sort of, I suppose.
Today when I got lost, Minkai scared me by making a jaguar call.
How?
By making a jaguar call.
No, he was signaling you. They use a jaguar call during the day to communicate with each other in the jungle.
Then he was helping me?
Well, sort of, I guess.
Why didn't he just call my name?
Probably because he wanted you to feel like you were finding your own way.
Why would he do that?
I suppose he didn't want you to feel embarrassed.
That I got lost?
Yes. He wants you to learn.
Why is he being so nice to me?
I think God gave him a special love for you, Stevie boy.
Really? Aunt Rachel!
Yeah?
People are yelling. What are they saying?
They're saying, if you come to spear us, we won't spear back.
We're walking God's path now.
Who are they talking to?
Probably one of the other tribes. The Adaminani. Downriver, Adani.
Should we run to Minkai's house, Aunt Rachel? What should we do? Aunt Rachel? You're sleeping?
Wake up, buddy. Are you still with us? Steve?
I'm here.
How many fingers?
I can't feel my feet.
We're getting you to the hospital now. Just hang in there.
34X Freight Jack Center. I have other traffic in the area. Please divert to a heading of 360.
Jack Center, 34 X-ray, negative on the 360 heading. We are a medevac helicopter with injured patient inbound. Permission to continue flying directly to hospital helipad.
Medevac helicopter, 34 X-ray, standby. Attempting to divert the other traffic and give you a straight in.
Jack Center, 34 X-ray, copy that.
Hi kids, this is Susan Brinkman. As you know, most of our stories are based on real people and real events. But sometimes we go a step further and use the actual people in our episodes. In today's adventure, we are honored to have Steve Saint play himself. To learn more about what God has done through Steve, his family, and his ministry, please visit our website at brinkmanadventures.com. And now, back to the adventure.
Hello, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve. Phil here. Wondering if this afternoon would be a good time for me to swing by the office. I have those numbers.
Not today, Phil. I'm at the Orlando airport right now. I'm picking up Aunt Rachel. She's just getting here from Quito.
How's she doing?
Well, not very good. She's having cancer surgery, you know.
Sorry to hear that.
After surgery, she's going to be returning to get treatment in Quito. You know, Aunt Rachel, she just has to get back to the jungle.
Yeah.
About those numbers, Phil. Hey, why don't you give me the short version? I'm really curious.
I don't know. They're asking a million, but I just don't see it yielding the internal rate of return you're after. Probably only 20%.
Why don't you set up an appointment with them and we'll talk?
Stevie!
Thanks for the call, Phil.
Over here.
Take care, Steve.
Hey, welcome to Florida, Aunt Rachel. Here, I'll take that.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
The Wadani radioed Quito from Tonyampare this morning and told me they found your daddy's airplane.
Wait. Dad, I think I'm getting a strong signal.
Man, there's definitely something down here. Let's dig.
This has got to be from the plane.
It's loose. Hey, you pull over there and I'll pull over here.
What is it?
Man, I think this is the mounting structure for the back seats of the plane.
Dad, I think Koba might have just found something too.
Oh, Baba, mani ay niga?
Koba? Aboy? No way! Wow, this is the nameplate from the side of Dad's plane. And look, the paint's still on it. After 40 years in the river, this is a miracle. Wow, we have found 5-6 Henry. Jenny? Jen, can you get that? Jenny? Hello?
Steve?
Yes?
Steve, this is Dr. Ringenberg in Ecuador. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but your Aunt Rachel died. I think it would be good if someone from the family could come to Quito. Remember, down here we only have 24 hours. She has to be buried in the village. If you don't hurry, the authorities will make us bury her here in Quito.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Doc. Hey, I'm going to try my best to be there by tomorrow. I'm going to miss her too. Ore bang boto wa harikemo dayume. Dayuma, I eat your pig meat very, very well.
Now, star, who is dead, being buried, we say, you come live with us.
Star being dead, her house now is my house. You calling me, I can come and live here with you from time to time. You calling me.
We say, come again, live with us, bringing wife and children.
Speaking to Wangungi, the creator, and my wife Onginkamo, if they both see it well, then I will surely come.
Already having spoken to Wenungi, I know he see it well.
Bravo Tango Sierra, Nemompare, do you copy?
Nemompare, Bravo Tango Sierra. I copy, go ahead, Jenny.
Bravo Tango Sierra, Steve, we just got a call from Kiwato. Apparently there's a young woman there who delivered a baby yesterday. Her bleeding hasn't stopped. The women here say she needs to go to the Shell Hospital. Can you get her there this afternoon?
Nemompare, are we sure that this isn't another one of those free ride to town deals? It happened twice last week. You copy?
I don't know. The call seemed pretty urgent. I think they really need our help.
Okay, Nimpari, can do. But I'll need some people out at the airstrip to help me drop the fuel and to unload the plane. I will have room for one patient and one caregiver, but, you copy, I'm going to have to be off for Kiwato ASAP.
So, what happened with that woman? Is she all right?
You know, I think she's going to be okay, but she was really in shock when I picked her up. She looked really, really bad. That was a good call on your part, Jenny.
What's the plan for tomorrow?
Oh, same old, I guess. I've got to fly some medicine to Kawiriuno, then there's a teacher at Kawiriuno who needs to go to Kiwato. And you know, as long as I'm in Kiwato, I might as well pick up that smoked taper meat that Minkai's been asking about.
He's persistent.
Yeah, he sure is.
Steve, we've been here for about a year. One of the reasons we came was to help the Wadani learn how to do things for themselves. You know, I still don't understand much of what's being said, but I can tell that instead of the people doing more, they're getting you to do more. If we're not careful, we're going to start making them dependent on us, the very opposite of why we came down here.
You know, thanks for saying that, Jenny. Today, when I got Omenkiri to the hospital, you know, I should have been happy, but I wasn't. I mean, I'm happy that she lived and I'm happy that I could help, but, you know, that should have been Tamantha flying. It should have been Tamantha that saved her life. You're right. I'm just too busy doing too much for them instead of taking the time to teach them. Oh, ow, Jenny.
Try to relax, Steve.
34 X-ray, Jack Center.
Jack Center, 34 X-ray, go ahead.
34 X-ray, traffic has been diverted. You're cleared for direct approach to hospital helipad.
Copy that.
Steve, we'll be there in 5 minutes.
Look at it. I wouldn't have believed it. A flying car. Thanks for the private demonstration, Steve.
My pleasure.
Our readers are going to love this. How fast does it go?
Well, that depends what you're asking. On the road, off the road, or in the air.
Well, then, how fast does it fly?
In the air, it travels at 40 miles per hour.
Well, how about on the road?
Well, we've had it up to 104, and it gets there really fast.
Look at that thing land. Smooth.
We think it'll probably do about 110 miles an hour. It does 0 to 60 in about 3.9 seconds.
That's astounding! And it flies. Unbelievable. Nice landing.
Thanks. She's handling really well, Steve. Flies like a dream. I think we'll be ready for the show up in Oshkosh.
The Maverick doesn't use foot pedals to steer, does it?
It has foot pedals if you want to fly it like a normal powered parachute. But you can also fly it using the steering wheel. That is one of the coolest features of this aircraft.
Just like in the movies. So, what's the application?
Well, I grew up with tribal people in Ecuador. For years, I've looked for the perfect aircraft to meet their needs. Something suitable for a jungle environment. You know, something that they could fly.
You think they can pilot?
I know they can. ITEC took a powered parachute down there and trained a Waurani warrior named Tamantha to fly it. He's become a really skilled pilot.
Wow. I wouldn't have thought.
But we wanted something even better for them. Something that they could drive down rough roads and, when the road ends, that they could take off and fly. The Maverick has this ability like a powered parachute, but it's also twice as fast and can take a much larger payload.
Great job, Steve. This has been inspiring. When I saw the article in Practical Mechanics, I knew I had to do a piece on you guys.
Hey, Steve, you want to take her up this morning?
No, Troy. Gene just finished the mount for that fixed wing. He bolted it onto the roof of that old hatchback that we've got out back.
On the hatchback? Nice. That'll get you some double takes.
Yeah, I want to do a preliminary test this morning.
Hey, Steve. Sorry I'm late.
So, first day on the job, huh? Man, am I glad you made it down here, Dylan.
So am I, sir. Thanks for accepting me.
You bet.
Easy. Easy.
I got it.
Patient has head trauma. He's been slipping in and out of consciousness. Said he can't feel his feet. Suspect a spinal injury. I've observed a limited movement in his hands. Name is Steve Saint.
Okay, we'll take him from here. Thanks, guys. Let's get you inside, Mr. Saint.
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and we're so glad you've joined us for this special episode. From growing up in the Amazon rainforest to running a successful business and inventing a flying car, Steve Saint has led an incredible life. Through it all, he's trusted God to write his story. Was this the final chapter? To find out, you'll need to listen to part two of a Saint's story. While some details have been modified slightly, this episode is based on real accounts and real people.